This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the good people at Gallup, more than 40% of American workers now spend at least part of their time working remotely. That is, not alongside their colleagues. One company that was a pioneer of telecommuting is now having second thoughts about the whole thing. Many employees at IBM have been given a choice. Come work at an office in one of six cities: Atlanta, Raleigh, Austin, Boston, San Francisco, or New York. Or you can leave. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
In 2009, about 40% of IBM's 386,000 employees worked outside of a traditional office. For good reason, says Chuck Wilsker. As president of the Telework Coalition, he's an evangelist for working remotely.
Productivity goes up, turnover goes down, recruitment goes up. We found in studies that an employer can save as much as $20,000 per year per employee,
largely from reduced office space. But IBM has been losing revenue for 19 straight quarters. And as tech site The Register first reported, the company's new marketing chief wants her staff to work shoulder to shoulder. David Johnson, an analyst with Forrester Research, has been working remotely for 20 years. He says IBM risks losing a lot of good people.
What they're implicitly saying, without saying it, is that your needs and what you think don't matter as much as what we think. And that's not necessarily healthy.
But research suggests some combination of working shoulder to shoulder and alone might work best. Jim Harder, chief scientist with Gallup, has been looking at how engaged employees are when they work remotely.
Those who work none of the time or 100% of the time actually have the lowest levels of engagement. But those who work from 60 to 80% of their time remotely had the highest.
A lot depends on the job and how well bosses manage their remote workers. But he says the best compromise might be working 3 to 4 days away from the office and the rest of the time on site. Working remotely from Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
That is true. She did indeed.